This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1764. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 11th, Alaska, Anguilla, Australia, Bahrain, Bhutan, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Czechia, Egypt, Germany, Greece, India, Indonesia, Iran, Korea South, Kyrgyzstan, Luxembourg, Mongolia, North America, Romania, Russia, Solomon Islands, USA, Uruguay, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. First, regarding last week's item about KNLS in Alaska, shortwave station there being knocked off the air by a storm, it seems that's not exactly correct. The info came from the Russian department at KNLS, presumably someone back in Tennessee. But Ben Dawson says his partner at Hatfield and Dawson Consulting Engineers, Stephen S. Lockwood, was on the team that originally installed that antenna. So he contacted the station manager at KNLS, who replied, "No, we will be letting it down to repair a major problem, but it is not that major. Several bolts on 1/4 of it are visibly scorched, and RFI was as bad as we have ever seen. Possibly a bird or other organic matter began the event." Whenever I've checked on both March 10th and 11th, both the day and night frequencies of the so-called Caribbean beacon on Anguilla have been missing. No more Dr. Gene Scott or Pastor Melissa Scott on the University Network. There have been many failures before, and they've always come back and may again, but this absence coincides rather neatly with the unexpected addition of Pastor Melissa Scott to the KVOH schedule, 9975, although only for 3 hours a night at 04 to 07 UT. So we wonder if Anguilla is being repaired. Is it kaput, or is it being closed down permanently? Keep on checking 6090 at night and 11775 in the daytime. Australia's low-power private station on 120 meters is being reported again. Radio Symbian, S-Y-M-B-A-N, on 2368.47, says Ron Howard in California, March 9th at 12:09 to 12:28. Some great singing was coming through the noise. It's been a while since he last heard them. Only poor reception, slowly fading up and down. It's also been heard on March 11th, a couple of hours later, by Walt Samaniv in British Columbia, who's at his de-expedition post on an island off the coast. But even more amazing, and offering some hope for the rest of us, is this report from Tim Rado in Luther, Iowa. "I finally got a little bit of audio out of Radio Symbian. Not much, but I did catch a couple of 2 or 3 second snippets of men singing Greek music on 2368.5, 1230 UT on March 10th. The signal was much stronger than the day before, when there was barely a carrier. But the Aussie domestic service VL8s were all exceptionally loud, like 2325 and 2485. The VL8s seemed off from yesterday's super strong signals, but Radio Symbian somehow managed to make an appearance. Also, the Australian Volmet station on 2056 out of Wiluna, Western Australia, was strong this morning as well." That was March 10th. Tim Rado says, "I love springtime propagation." He's using a Perseus SDR and an SAL-20 antenna. There have been reports that Radio Bahrain 9745 USB plus carrier is no longer running 24 hours, and indeed we have a sign-on time for it caught by Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria, reporting to DSW CIDX Window on February 23rd. It came on in the middle of a song at midnight 25 UT, and he heard a Huna Bahrain ID at midnight 31. Communication of the British TX Club has several logs of it by various people in the UK at these times: midnight 56, 1418, 1805, 1952, and 2340 UT. Or rather, that last one was From Italy by Giampiero Bernardini. Ron Howard in California reports BBS Bhutan, 40 hertz below 6035. One of their best days ever was March 9th, heard at 1146 to 1157 in accented English, which matches their schedule. Wilde was interviewing an OM about school and homework. The ID for BBS, he lost them about 1157 when they may have gone up, but there was too much adjacent interference to be sure. Very pleased with this reception, says Ron Howard, and on this occasion, no interference from PBS Yunnan China on 6035. Regarding my report last week about Radio Clube do Pará Brazil 4885, no longer on the air all night. It was back on, heard at 0710 UT on March 6th, but gone again, checked about the same time on March 8th. If you didn't catch the original broadcast of the March 5th episode of Ideas on CBC Radio 1, you may want to go back and listen to it via their website. It was titled End of the Dial, a discussion about the death of radio being premature. All kinds of radio, including shortwave, several interesting interviews and clips of historic stations. You can reach it via www.cbc.ca/radio/ideas. Thanks to Rich Cuff for that tip on the Internet Radio Group. In lockstep with the Miami Mafia and Yankee imperialism, Cuba shifted its daylight on exactly the same date as the USA, March 8th. This always leads to some scheduling changes on Radio Havana Cuba, which they are very slow to inform us about on the air or on their website. Based on previous experience, I expected these changes and confirmed them in the next few days concerning English broadcasts. The first hour of the day now starts at 19 UT instead of 20. The so-called broadcast to Africa at 22 moves 1 hour later rather than earlier as you would expect to 23 UT, while the tropical band broadcast in English at midnight UT does move 1 hour earlier, which means they're now at the same time, 23 on 11880 and 5040. The morning service in Spanish is 1 hour earlier from 11 to 15 UT instead of 12 to 16. The afternoon at 21 to 23 instead of 22 to 24, all of these on numerous frequencies. And the evening broadcast in Spanish should end at 05 instead of 06. However, there have been some anomalies as to which frequencies will be in English and which in Spanish after 0500. 5040 seems to be off the air after 06. Among countless other anomalies from Cuba, we log almost every day. This one is of particular interest. March 10th at 1342 UT, I was hearing not only Radio Martí on 11930, but Radio Havana, Cuba in Spanish. This was instead of the usual noise jamming. Could it have been accidental? Maybe the noise jamming emanates from the same site as Radio Havana, Cuba. They were about 6 hertz apart, making a subaudible heterodyne at roughly equal levels. The other RHC frequencies were still on the air on 25 meters. Maybe this was an emergency substitute since the jammer may have been unavailable or just a feed mix-up. As for Radio Martí possibly being a casualty of improved U.S.-Cuban relations, not quite yet. Via the GRA blog, quoting the Along the Malecón blog spot, Radio and TV Martí have requested an increase in funding for fiscal year 2016 to more than $30 million, which is a 12% increase over the last 2 years. Remember that you can still hear Radio Prague on shortwave thanks to relays by WRMI. I've just rechecked the shifted schedule on 9955. And find these times now for English. Monday through Saturday at 12 to 12:30 UT, Tuesday through Saturday at midnight 30 to 01, and Sunday and Monday 03 to 03:30. I especially enjoyed the Monday, March 9th broadcast, which was actually their Sunday music show, playing some lively banjo band novelty music from 1928 with Czech lyrics. Inspired by Radio Cairo, I'm introducing yet another new Hauserism, subtorted, which means suppressed and distorted modulation, so often the case from Egypt. Quite an anomaly I encountered March 8th. At 0230 UT, English to North America was not only on 9860, but on the other frequency, which is supposed to be in Arabic, 9965, which was a little bit better. After the disastrous dead air hour of the originally scheduled Radio Imran special yearly broadcast, February 21st, and Make Good was successfully aired, modulating the entire hour via France, March 8th at 16 UT, again on 15215, and it was widely heard. This year, they interspersed bits of English throughout the one-hour interview, mostly in Frisian. Regarding restoring ERT in Greece, Marty Delphine in Spain says the ERT bill has been delayed. But again, everything else in Greece, including Varoufakis reforms, are being re-reformed after Angela called the Greeks on the carpet. Nevertheless, we're hearing ERT open on 9420 in Madrid with a good signal, March 8th at 0114. Keep it going, guys, says Marty Delphine. Well, as usual, they don't keep it going constantly. You never know whether that frequency, the only one left apparently, will be on the air or not. And Marty links to this story from tovima.gr. The government has postponed the submission of a bill in Parliament which aims to bring ERT back on the air despite assurances it was to be submitted by the 5th of March. There are no official explanations regarding the delay. However, various sources say the sudden illness of a legal counsel is to blame. With a critical Eurogroup, the earliest the bill may be submitted was a day or two later. What is certain is that the bill has not been prepared. Otherwise, the relevant procedures would have begun so that a public debate and discussion would take place in Parliament. The lack of any info on the bill has caused panic and confusion amongst NERIT employees, as some did not work for ERT and fear being left jobless. Another anomaly, this time from All India Radio. Alan Rowan, UK, says, I'm hearing March 7th at 1915, AIR on 11368 with a very strong signal. Some sort of mixing product, but I can't figure it out, or is it a punching error? Ivo Ivanov says, it must be the transmitter supposed to be on 11670, which was missing. Wolfgang Büschel agrees, found it wandered somehow down to 11368.55, heard at 2145 UT. Alan Rowan, England, says a few changes have been noted on the new AIR World website, which is airworldservice.org. The Listen Live button previously streamed the FM Gold service, now seems to be streaming the AIR GOS, while that English service is on the air and is silent during hours when it is off the air. It was heard from 1935 UT in parallel to shortwave frequencies between 1745 and 1945 in English. It stopped at 1945 and resumed when English did at 2045. And some on-demand programs are now available from earlier in March. But there is still no complete program or frequency schedule on that site. Ron Howard in California says, since mid-December I've been checking for the return of RRI Palangkaraya Indonesia 3325, but always nothing there. However, on March 8th, there was a decent level open carrier at 1154 and 1227, gone by 1304, seemed to be the right strength to be the RRI transmitter, actually 40 hertz below 3325. On March 10th, nothing was heard on that frequency at several checks, but on March 11th at 1202 UT, positive confirmation it is RRI Palangkaraya. Jakarta News ending at 1222, and it was parallel to Ternate, also active 150 hertz below 3345, and to Vimana, 100 hertz below 4870. Later on, it became much stronger. There was an RRI Palangkaraya local ID at 1434, and it went off at 1502. Simultaneously, Walt Slomenev in British Columbia was monitoring the two 90-meter signals with excellent reception up until sign-off at 1502 or 03. He measured them on 3324.887 and 3344.864.
This is Glenn Hauser's World of Radio.
Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantichertz, World of Radio number 1746. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.com, and it is non-commercial, just as this program is, therefore needing voluntary financial support. Our thanks this week for a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com from Robert May, N5VE, who says, "Great to find the World of Radio site. I remember you from RCI around 1980 or 81. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Not to be outdone by the other anomalizers, Iran was heard on a strange new frequency, 12395, by Zaharias Liangas in Greece. It was in French at 1907 UT and parallel to 11955. Reception is best on the strange frequency using the narrowband FM mode. North Americans contacting the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, such as for a QSL, may be surprised to get a phone call from them, or at least if they're Canadians. Here's another one reporting what happened to him. It's in CIDX Messenger, Alan Raymond in Nelson, B.C., heard the broadcast interfering with Cuba on 9710. He got a QSL package, or rather they told him one was on the way, and said they would like to phone him for a real person interview. So, if you don't mind talking to Iran and possibly being broadcast all over the world, prepare for such an eventuality. It turned out the subject they wanted to talk to him about was really not political, but about whether radio is dying. In the British DX Club, Alan Gale says he got a very strong signal in northwest England from an Irish free radio station called CBS FM International on 7820, closing down at 18 UT. They said they were preparing to launch on March 17th, so keep an ear on that frequency, 7820. Ron Howard in California reports on the weather broadcast station in South Korea, HLL2 in Seoul. It's in the AM mode on 5857.5. Heard March 5th at 1307. For the past year, the audio had been terrible, very garbled, but this time they had fixed the problem in English with weather information, direction, speed of wind in meters per second, air pressure, of course, in hectopascals, and temperatures in Celsius. Almost fair reception. Ron also notes there's some English on one of the KBS domestic service frequencies, 6015. There's a program called Pops Freedom, daily at 10 to 10:30 UT, mostly in Korean, but many pop songs in English and some canned IDs, also in English as well as Korean. But Ron is no longer hearing an English segment, actually language lessons for the benefit of Chinese, on the clandestine Voice of Freedom from South to North Korea, 6135. However, on March 8th, he says, "I've recently observed they have an instrumental theme music, which they often play, We Shall Overcome." Time's not mentioned, but I guess it must be around the 11 to 14 UT span. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports the transmitter in Kyrgyzstan on 5130, which he calls Afghan Christian Radio, or Sidaye Zindagi, on the air between 15 and 18 UT, and he thinks the power is now 100 kilowatts. Also reported by Wolfgang Büschel, using a receiver in Sri Lanka, measured 24 hertz below 5130. He thinks there may be connections with Transworld Radio, formerly known as Radio Maranatha. That was on March 5th, and on March 6th, the frequency was a little lower, 35 hertz below 5130. Mike Baraclough forwards an article originally in French from L'Essentiel Online that all broadcasting activities from the Marnach site in Luxembourg will be permanently and irreversibly stopped at the end of this year. That means the high-power transmitter mostly relaying China lately on 1440. Alan Rowe in England says, the Voice of Mongolia website, which had been unavailable for 3 or 4 weeks, was noted available again as of March 6th. As a result, the relay via the call transmitter in Germany on 3985 at 20 UT finally got a new edition of the daily VOM broadcast, which was the first edition of a new biweekly series on Mongolian cuisine. It's unusual for a North American pirate to make it to deep South America, but here's one which did, according to Claudio Galas in Chile on the Condish list. It was XFM, 6965 AM, March 8th at 0320 to 0350 with indie and classic rock announcements in English. There was some interference from what he calls ham radio nets, although it's outside the ham band. Signals of S5 to S7. We are amid the two sesquiweeks of confusion, when North America is on daylight shifting time, but Europe is not. And furthermore, the A15 schedule changes don't go into effect until March 29th, but some new schedules are starting to emerge. Let's get one of them out of the way already, from Radio Romania International, which has one of the best remaining international shortwave services in English, both from the standpoint of reception and programming. They move everything 1 UT hour earlier and change most of the frequencies. The broadcasts starting on the hour are 56 minutes long. On the half hour, a couple of them are 26 minutes long. The content pared down. I'll mention the AM frequencies only, and not the target areas, which should be fairly obvious, and you can probably hear them outside the targets. Midnight UT and 0300 on 9730 and 11800. At 03, add 11825. 0530, 9700, 17760, and 21500. At 11, 15130, 15150, 17670, and 17680. At 17, 9540. At 2030, 6170, 13650, and 15170. At 22, 5930, 7430, 9790 and 11700. Thanks to Wolfgang Büschel and in Pladiex Dario Monferini for that RRI schedule. I've been noting for some time on the WRMI program grid a program called Radio Panorama, which turns out to be in the Russian language, although that's not obvious since the characters are not Cyrillic. I finally got around to asking Jeff White, what's this about? And he forwarded a note from the producer of the program, Vadim Alexeyev, in Russia. The Russian language program is for DXers and radio enthusiasts, covering radio and other electronic media news. He says, originally I produced Club DX for Russian service of the Voice of Russia after the previous host retired. A few years ago, VOR decided to stop the DX program, and I started my own program under the name Radio Panorama for the WRN Russian channel. I also had it on Radio Exterior de España in Russian on shortwave, but they decided to stop shortwave broadcasting, so now I need another outlet. Radio Panorama is on the air on medium wave in Moscow and the region. They can pick up the signal. Also on WRN Russian via satellite. It's 12 minutes long plus 2 minutes of schedule and contact details. Well, the time to hear it on WRMI is Saturdays at 23:15 on 11580. About Solomon Islands, SIBC, Ron Howard says, recently had been off frequency, but it was on exactly 5020, March 11th, with a special extended schedule for tropical storm and cyclone info in Solomon Pigeon. Listening between 12:47 and 15:05, to the Solomon Islands Meteorological Service update about flash flooding, phone numbers to call about property damage, weather reports, what God can do, etc., with some Christian religious songs in English. This was also heard by Walt Samaniv in British Columbia. He says, armchair copy, 3 hertz above 5020. From the National Emergency Center, heard from 15 past 17 UT regarding the tropical cyclone about destruction, mudslides, and flooding. Nothing on their other frequency, 9545. But this one had great modulation, obviously the new transmitter. In Free Radio Weekly, Larry Will forwards an item from DIYmedia.net. FCC steps down anti-pirate enforcement. The enforcement action database is pretty clear. Unlicensed broadcasting is lower on the priority list for FCC field agents. Actions against AM, FM, and shortwave pirates last year were at their lowest level since 2005, the last time fewer than 200 such actions were logged. World of Radio has lost another outlet, that experimental station from New York State on 1750 kHz, WH2XDE. Jerry Whitney says, due to time shifting, it won't be practical to run the program until the fall. So let's hope we're back on there in 7 months or so. In the new DX Listening Digest, number 15-10, he also explains how his digital experiments are coming along. You can find it via worldofradio.com, where you can also find 3 different ways to subscribe to podcasts of World of Radio. Thanks to an inquiry by Santiago Sanhill, Jeff White informs us that Global 24 is making a comeback on WRMI, however minor. There will be a weekly half-hour program aired twice, starting immediately. UT Saturday at midnight 30 on 11580 and UT Sunday at 0200 on 9955. Not sure about the content, but it seems to me a long-suspended Global 24 mailbag would be appropriate, explaining and answering all the questions which have been arising. Keith Perrone and WRMI Facebook also advise us of another special for the 70th anniversary of Radio Canada International. It airs on 7570 UT Monday, March 16th, for 1 hour at 0100. That's Sunday night in the Americas. Just missing our deadline last week was a report from Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay that Radiodifusión Nacional del Uruguay was active again on 6125, but it's a 300-watt transmitter. He was hearing in the daytime at 2050 UT, March 4th. Possibly it runs 24 hours, as in the WRTH, and with Spain no longer on the frequency, we might have a chance at it during the nighttime hours. The best I could do was a just barely audible carrier. Ron Harrod in California says March 9th was one of the better days to hear Radio Vanuatu on 3945 from 1407 to 1413. They have a music loop playing the same songs over and over late at night, such as You Are the Only One. Still heard at 1451. They seem to be on the air 24 hours. That's after Japan signs off the same frequency. However, on March 11th, they actually had an announcer, possibly due to storm coverage, heard past 1505. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSE is peaking at 15 and 4 March 16th and 17th, 20 and 4 on the 23rd, 30 and 5 on March 28th. Solar flux dropping from 125 March 19th to 110 on the 24th to 27th, and back up to 125 by April 2nd. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1764.